USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The man accused of killing six of his co-workers at a Virginia Walmart before turning the gun on himself wrote, "Bullying is why he opened fire on his colleagues." It's being reported by Virginia TV stations. The suspect left a message on his cell phone. The note said he was upset about a recent change in his employment status at Walmart and claimed his co-workers were harassing him about it. Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, as does the American treasure to support it. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau has more.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is entering its 10th month as Ukraine gets more assistance from allies like the United States. While visiting a firehouse in Nantucket, Massachusetts Thanksgiving morning and meeting with first responders, President Biden says he's committed to sending aid to Ukraine for the duration of the war.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all. Now, we had a lot of talk in this last election about whether the other team is going to continue to support Ukraine. I still believe there's enough support there.
California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy, who's looking to become Speaker of the House in the next Congress, has promised not to send a blank check to Ukraine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A 31-year-old woman was found deceased at Zion National Park in Utah after her husband reported the couple experienced symptoms of hypothermia while camping in the park. The couple were in the park's narrows section on Tuesday when they became dangerously cold. The 33-year-old husband went to look for help, but search and rescue teams determined the woman was deceased after park visitors and first responders attempted to help her. An investigation is underway. Heavy rain and urban flooding in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans today. The same storm will deliver much snow on parts of New Mexico and western Texas through the weekend. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Let's make sure your current payroll provider isn't overcharging you, shall we? First, go to your payroll provider's website to see what you're currently paying. Oh, what's that? You can't clearly see your pricing because your vendor is running a temporary sale or making you call for a free quote? That's unfortunate. If you go to PatriotSoftware.com, you will instantly see our payroll pricing for companies with 1 to 100 employees. Well, there you go. At least now you know what you should be paying for payroll. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money. Oh, oh, oh.
A hit and run on the freeway in Maryland has taken the life of a teenager. Victoria Idoni reports from the nation's capital.
A 19-year-old pedestrian was killed in a hit and run crash on I-95 South around 2 a.m. Thursday in Aberdeen, Maryland. Three pedestrians were putting gas in a car on the shoulder of the road when a white sedan with tinted windows veered onto the shoulder and struck them. Guillermo Che of Philadelphia was pronounced dead at the scene, and the others, whom police have not identified, were transported to an area hospital. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Iran's news agency reported Iranian police arrested a former international soccer player, Voria Ghafouri, who backed the ongoing protests against Iran's regime. His arrest comes amid scrutiny of the conduct of Iran's national team in Qatar, who refused to sing their national anthem in solidarity with anti-government protests. Jeremy Lawrence is a spokesman with the United Nations Human Rights Office.
We urge the authorities to address the people's demands for equality, dignity, and rights instead of using unnecessary or disproportionate force to suppress the protest.
Three football games were played on Thanksgiving. Buffalo beat Detroit by 3, Dallas over New York Giants by 8, and Minnesota down New England by 7. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.